You're listening to SBS News.
George Pell arrived at court handcuffed and surrounded by guards. He faced the second day of his appeal. In an attempt to have his convictions for abusing two choir boys at St Patrick's Cathedral in the 1990s overturned. Prosecutors today had their chance to tell the three judges why the guilty verdict was reasonable. Christopher Boyce QC told the hearing the complainant was a reliable and credible witness. "There is a visceral nature to his evidence," he said, "that makes one stand back and pay attention." Defence lawyers yesterday argued the offending was impossible because of Pell's location, the difficulty in lifting his robes to commit the offences, and the number of people who would have been around. But Christopher Boyce QC maintains the victim was a witness of truth.
When tested about material or extraneous material, things moving up towards, because if it's a fantasy, then at some point one would expect the cracks to appear.
Mr. Boyce was questioned by the judges on a number of points. He appeared flustered at times and even stumbled over his words during the hearing. At one stage, he even slipped up by naming the victim. Prosecutors also argued the complainant was reliable because he gave accurate descriptions of the sacristy where the boys were abused. Questions were raised by the bench about why the boys never discussed the abuse. Mr. Boyce QC replied it was too embarrassing to talk to friends about. The judges have reserved their decision, so for now George Pell returns to prison as he awaits the outcome. Gareth Borum, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.